Are any of you ever in charge of interviewing people for a job? Or even a better question is, are any of you listening a person that has written out questions for potential interview? I have not done that, but I think if I ever got hired to write questions for a job interview, I'd either have only one question, or all the questions would point to one main answer. And here's the question. How well do you handle not getting your own way? Literally, that would be the one question if a person had to answer honestly. Maybe it would be they would have to be taking a lie detector test when they answered the question. I don't know. I think there's probably a reason why this is not a career option for me, but it is a very important question. How well do you handle not getting your own way? You know, I woke up this morning. It's the middle of March. I woke up this morning. We have had a pretty, for us in the Chicago area, a pretty mild winter, and we've been spoiled even in January and February with some rather warm days for around here. And spoiled is the right word, because then once you get a few warm days, you really feel like that's what you deserve from now on. I have lived in the Chicagoland area for 47 years, so I know in my subconscious brain that that's never how it goes. But I really feel like, okay, spring should be here once you have a few warm days. And then you wake up on a day like today, it's snowing again, it's 30 degrees. And so immediately my day started, and I'm mentioning this because, ladies, this is daily life. I wake up, I open the curtains, it's snowing. And I'm cold. Did not get my own way on the temperature and on the weather today. Then my child is telling me that he needs something after school, and that is a change in the plan for what my day was going to be, which is very common, but I didn't exactly get my way on planning my schedule of my day. My husband then let me know a decision he had made about something that has to do with child rearing last night. And I'll just tell you, ladies, I did not agree with his decision. I would not have made that decision for our children. It wasn't a huge deal, but it was something that I don't think that was the right decision to make. So I didn't get my way on a child rearing decision. Okay, all of this is before the first cup of coffee. Well, we're out of my creamer that I like. So I can't drink black coffee. I admire all of you that do drink black coffee. I did that for 6 weeks once, just to prove to myself that I could do it. And then I thought, life is too short for this. What am I doing? So I do have cream in my coffee. I don't have sugar. I just have cream, and we didn't have cream. So there goes that. I didn't get my way on my morning coffee. So I'm just saying, you know, life is these series of things that it doesn't exactly turn out as your first choice. And I think, you know, how am I maturing? How well do I handle not getting my own way? Because most of the time, you're probably really not going to get your own way. You do sometimes, and that's awesome. But most of the time, you can kind of plan on the fact that you won't be getting your own way. And you know, I really think about this. I went on a missions trip when I was a senior in high school to Mexico, and I saw literally with my own eyes the poorest people I have ever encountered up in a mountainous region in Mexico, they lived kind of, I would say, like in cardboard boxes, almost. Their homes were made out of maybe cardboard and maybe one light bulb hanging in the middle of their little space that they had. And one day, I went with a youth group. We were playing soccer with all of these children. all of their clothes were donated to them. And the clothing that they received is when all of the thrift stores in the U.S. can't sell their clothes, then they ship it down to areas like this. And those are the clothes that these children were wearing. And I remember this little boy playing soccer. He had a shirt on that said USA on the front. And in Spanish, one of the men that went with us asked him, "Do you know what your shirt says?" And he looked down and smiled real big and said, "USA." And he said, "Do you know what that means?" And he said, "No." But he was just smiling from ear to ear with his little mismatched outfit, bare feet, didn't own a thing in the world. And, you know, I hope everybody goes on missions trips. My husband, I'm so thankful, takes our kids on missions trips also. Because you need to see how happy people are that don't have anything. Those children were so happy. And I've seen that in different places in the world. So happy, and they literally have nothing. So poor. I have been a Sunday school teacher for 8th grade girls for 18 or 19 years. And in that time, I have had some girls go through some amazing heartaches while they're 13 and 14 years old. A few of them have lost their mothers, even when they were in my class, gone through divorce, different things like this, health problems. One of them, their mother, almost died, and the girl at 13 had to be like the mom of the house and do all the cooking and cleaning. There is something, though, that I notice. When a child has to go through either poverty or deep trials in their childhood years, or teen years, that person learns at a really young age that life isn't about getting your own way. And those people become generally very well-adjusted adults. Maybe I could say a little bit the same about a child that is unpopular at school and doesn't always make the sports team or doesn't get chosen for the awards or doesn't make top grades and kind of just, you know, hangs under the radar. As a teacher through the years, sometimes those kids ease into adulthood a little easier because they're not expecting to get their own way a lot. They're not expecting people to cheer them on all the time with their performance or whatever. And I just think, you know, I have been a little bit spoiled in my life, but I don't want to stay there. I want to grow up in the Christian life, and I want to be okay throughout my everyday life and rebound quickly by not getting my own way. Okay, I didn't get my own way. Okay, didn't get my way on that. Okay, and it's not a major issue. I think that we can, with the Lord's help, train ourselves to grow up, not be spoiled, and make it a little easier on our families and our those around us that we really don't have a big problem by not getting our way throughout the day in our lives. So maybe that's just an encouragement I'd like to share with each of you. The rebound time. We don't have to have the eye rolls. Maybe we don't have to have the sighs or the silent treatment or the going to criticize, going to talk about people because this and that happened. Maybe it can just be okay. Or maybe we could try to decrease the amount of time in our rebounds of being okay with not getting our own way and actually wanting people to have their way instead. That's what I'm working on. I hope this week that you will maybe keep that in mind too as we walk in love. We love God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.